Rob Smith, Trump's 34% black approval shows 2020 momentum. By Rob Smith on December 1, 2019. President Donald Trump just hit 34% approval among black voters in two recent polls. Why? Results. An administration official recently told me, amidst a push for black support that is unprecedented for a Republican, that the only true way to reach voters of any color is results, and this administration has them. In a recent video for the Black Voices for Trump Coalition, I pointed out some of the results: record low black unemployment, the signing of the historic First Step Act, and so on. To keep the momentum going through 2020, I suggest that Trump and the campaign drill down on facts, not rhetoric, to turn out a historic number of African American voters next November. Calling Trump racist has been a talking point of the left since the moment he rode down the escalator in Trump Tower and announced his candidacy. In order to fulfill the left's agenda of total domination over all non-white voters, Trump's fine people on both sides remark after Charlottesville has been repeatedly mischaracterized as being sympathetic to white supremacist attendees, whom he explicitly and totally condemned. His remark had been directed towards an entirely different group of people protesting the ahistorical nature of removing a statue of Confederate leader Robert E. Lee. Moreover, as I learned reading Fox News political analyst Gianno Caldwell's eye-opening new book Taken for Granted, House Democratic Caucus Chairman Representative Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, called Trump the Grand Wizard of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue earlier this year, on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day, no less. These two whoppers, and countless more like them, are spread by leftist and Democrat-controlled mainstream media to combat what they fear most: African Americans waking up to the realities of what the Trump administration is actually doing for black Americans. The First Step Act is the most comprehensive criminal justice reform in a generation, and it languished in the Obama White House for years before it was signed into law by this president. Thousands of prisoners have been released after serving decades in prison for nonviolent offenses, and 91% of these former prisoners are black. Earlier this year, the Trump administration removed funding restrictions for some faith-based historically black colleges and universities, HBCUs. For the black students that attend these universities, many of whom are first-generation college students, this is a very big deal. The focus on results is working, and the outreach to inform black voters about the results is having a positive effect. The risks that many visible black Trump supporters like myself and many others have taken are paying off. More and more blacks are becoming comfortable with being open supporters of the Trump administration, even if it can sometimes mean being the target of physical violence. To win a significant percentage of the black vote that could defeat Democrats in November and beyond, Trump just has to keep hammering the message, and the Black Voices for Trump Coalition is a great start. To combat the constant barrage of language coming from the left that seeks to stoke fear among black voters by calling him a racist, KKK Grand Wizard, and other things that will undoubtedly become more incendiary the closer we get to November 2020, the president and the administration only really have one job: focus on results and facts. Leave the half-truths and hyperbole to the left, because it's all they have. And black voters are starting to realize it. Rob Smith is an Iraq War veteran, political commentator, and contributor with Turning Point USA. Follow him on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Rob Smith Online.